from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Did Craig Counsell do the right thing in polling Shota after 95 pitches with six outs to go in a no-hitter situation?
Oh, unequivocally, he did the right thing. 95 pitches is a lot. And, you know, Shota is 30 years old, and he's come over from Japan. And I don't know what his career numbers are, but I would imagine he's not pitched like this before. And, you know, they have won that game, and whether the glory of, you know, an achievement that we haven't seen very often, I think if there have been two no-hitters by individual pitchers this year, and I think that, you know, he has not been able to kind of build up his arm over a couple of years to get to a point. I just think 95 pitches, that's enough for a start, and it's great they got the combined no-hitter, but, you know, I just don't think now in September is the time to kind of see how far he can go and how rubber his arm is and how good the bounce back might be. It just made perfect sense, and I believe he said that they had talked about it already in the sixth inning and kind of came to the resolution this is what they were going to do. So if Shota doesn't push back, if it's not an achievement that he knew about or wanted, then I don't see how it wasn't the right move.
Unfortunately, yes, I have to agree with Craig Counsell last night. The long-term future, and that's what Craig's big on, everything's long-term. It's not day-to-day with him. It's long-term. So he indeed do the right thing.
In today's baseball, there really is no debate. I understand the boos. I might have even just out of, if I were a fan at that game, because I wanted to see a no-hitter by the same guy, by one pitcher, I might have booed, but not because I was mad at Craig Counsell for doing the right thing. It's just because you were deprived a chance to see history. You still saw it, but it was a kind of sort of maybe no-hitter. It was still a no-hitter. But it was a combined no-hitter. It wasn't a nine-inning gem by a starting pitcher who has had a terrific year in coming over from Japan. This is consistent with who Craig Counsell is. We praise him, and some people might criticize him, but we say the same thing about him. He's the same guy every day. The decision process, making process will be the same every day. This is consistent. Craig Counsell still believes the Cubs will have a chance because he's got to believe the Cubs still will have a chance. So in that context, you're also preserving him for the rest of this season. You're preserving his arm because you don't want it to fall off. And 95 pitches is about enough for any starting pitcher at this stage of the season, especially a guy that they have been very careful and deliberate with, giving him extra rest when needed, and sometimes just when he doesn't need it, just to preserve his arm. So this was maybe something worth booing at the time. But once people take a deep breath, a step back, they look at today's baseball and the state of the game, made perfect sense.
Terrific question. Need to get that answer. Don't have it for you today.
What was the most disappointing pregame news for the Cubs? Justin Steele going on that 15-day IL with the left elbow tendonitis. It goes retroactive to September the 1st. Or was it Jorge Lopez going on the IL with a right groin strain retroactive to September the 3rd. Steele, obviously the better player, but his injury was known and the IL stint suspected to an extent, right?
Steele, no doubt, was the worst news. because it confirmed your worst fears. He's probably not going to pitch again this year. That's just the reality. And when that's the case, the Cubs come to that realization. They look at the testing, and they were midway through the process when we talked to Tommy Hotovy, and we heard from Craig Counsell. And I think they knew and feared what happened. Justin Steele is likely to be shut down. The Cubs are going to be too far back to justify bringing him back. And even if they were close, it might not happen anyway because of the state of his tendonitis, if that's what they're calling it. Certainly, Jorge Lopez is somebody who has been very good and had a bad night. But I don't think that you're looking at Jorge Lopez as the symbol for your hope in September. Justin Steele on the mound gave you hope in September. The fact that you're not going to see him again in September tells you what to do with that hope.
I'd like to agree with you, David, that Justin Steele's probably not going to pitch again this year. He is the leader in the clubhouse of this, you know, who's more important, obviously. But I found it interesting that Justin Steele went out of his way, and yesterday Craig Counsell in the pregame went out of his way, I felt, to say that Justin Steele will pitch again, almost like pounding the table that Justin Steele will pitch again this season.
Brian Kelly style?
Why do that? Like, why put, because when you put that out there.
I wondered that too.
And is it like to try to get him back? Is it motivating? Is it to keep the team's spirits up? I just wondered. I just felt Craig went way out of, like, he didn't have to do that.
Do you think it's because teams, as we know, like to compartmentalize injuries in one season? They don't want it to linger into the offseason? Because I thought that stood out as well. I don't know why.
Yeah, I think Justin Steele didn't surprise me at all. I felt like this was coming. I don't know that he's done for the year. The hope is that the tendonitis subsides, that he can come back, that their season is extended to a point where maybe he can come back. The Lopez thing, I didn't know at all. They hadn't even. You know, he'd been pitching great, frankly. And, you know, obviously you use relievers quite a bit, and he had solidified some things. And then he went off the boil. No one said that that's because he was injured or that he had some kind of groin strain. And that was I just was more surprised. I mean, obviously the bigger injury, the bigger player, the better player is Steele. But I felt like this was a likelihood, frankly, by the way we talked about everything that was said and the demeanor of the player as he said it and all the good news that was taken as good news, but was it really good news? And I can't say I'm surprised, but the Lopez thing just came out of nowhere as far as I could tell. He seemed like he was doing very well for himself, has one bad outing, and boom, he's on the IL.
Yeah, I'm not talking necessarily about a pick six or something like that.
Brad Biggs, he'll be here at 7. The first injury report of 2024 included 6 players, all of whom played a limited role in practice, including wide receiver Keenan Allen, who is not down with a cleat issue, but with a heel injury, the same ailment that ended his season and career as a Charger last year. Is that the greatest cause for concern?
You know, we don't know the extent of these injuries, and we don't know what limited means, because there were a couple of guys that seem more limited than other guys. If Ryan Bates has a shoulder, that's probably more limiting for an offensive lineman. It seems as if Allen is okay. He was at the podium. You got a chance to hear him talk. Those guys, the 4 players of the 6 that took part in limited practice earlier in the week also were limited again. The other 2 didn't practice at all and now were listed as limited. So I don't know if there's different degrees of limited or of differing injuries type of thing. But I don't like the idea of the heel being the problem here and not some cleat issue. It seemed like that was kind of playing off something.
Maybe
that
the cleat caused the heel.
Well.
Which can get in the way of the toe.
Which is all connected to the
ankle.
Them bones. It's like a song, isn't it? I think that whenever the pass rusher Montez Sweat is on an injury list and it's a toe for him, that's not a good thing. And that would be my greatest concern. But I think he's going to play, and I think Keenan Allen's going to play.
I agree. I think Keenan Allen's going to play, and I think you guys could probably tell me if I'm right or wrong. Maybe you will. I mean, when typically when the team puts a player up at the podium, they fully expect that player to play unless they were put up there to discuss a season-ending injury or something like that. Montez Sweat, I believe, is scheduled to talk today. So that would, if I'm connecting those dots, I think Montez Sweat is going to play. But they're both, like, you don't like it. I don't like the fact, I mean, I've talked about Montez Sweat not being out there, and that's an issue for me, but whatever. Just go get the quarterback, and I'll get over it very quickly. I still think the offensive line's a problem. So I think Bates not being out there, like, I'm not thrilled about the center. I know that's not the question, but I worry about this offensive line. That's the key. You got to protect this QB1.
That's curious because I think the center is coming off a season in which he was played for a pretty good team. But that's a question maybe for another day or maybe tomorrow. I think the offensive line, without Ryan Bates, you wonder about their depth. He's also on this injury list, and that's probably, of the guys on there, that's the one that I think is the most mysterious. You're right. Keenan Allen did not sound like somebody worried about his production in week one or his preseason that has not been real impressive. He doesn't have to impress anybody. He really doesn't. Keenan Allen has earned the benefit of the doubt. And to some degree, so is Montez Sweat in Chicago, because he hasn't been a guy that you have had reason to doubt. So this injury report, frankly, we kind of knew they were going to be on it anyway. The fact that they were not, it wasn't worse, maybe made you feel like, all right, they're trending in the right direction. It is very early still. You don't want veterans overexerting themselves. But if we do hear from Montez Sweat today, I do agree with you, Dustin. It's probably a good sign. Keenan Allen did not sound concerned, and I don't think we should be either. So the injury report, while interesting and always telling, did not rise to the level of, you know, creating a sense of urgency in my mind.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Yeah, it's a good question.
If Caleb Williams' last press conference before his first NFL start, what struck you the most as you heard him talk Wednesday afternoon about his growth, his challenge, and his being elected as a captain by his teammates?
He's already a Pro Bowler at the podium, and that doesn't mean a thing in Chicago or any NFL city, but it does buy you some time and give you some leeway if you need it. I don't know if he's going to need it. All it does is it makes you feel very good about the direction of the franchise. It makes you feel very good about the way that they have explored his past and vetted him and brought him to Chicago to change to change this franchise, to change this city. Every time he talks, the more he says, the more you want to hear. That is consistent. Said that last week, and it's truer this week, because he just makes you feel like everything's going to be okay. He passes the ear test, and Sunday he'll begin to pass the eye test. Doesn't mean a thing if he can't throw and he's got three picks and 157 yards passing and they lose to the Titans. Everyone will be mad, and it won't matter about his body language and his composure at the podium. You're right. People will be texting me, oh, God, Haw, stop with Caleb Williams praise. But he's worthy of it. And you saw a young man in full command of everything yesterday. And you've got to feel good as a Chicago Bears fan when you hear a guy like that communicate in that manner.
Well, this goes back to probably one of the biggest takeaways from Hard Knocks about his not being nervous, never gets excited. He sounded like a guy who has been there and done that for a long, long time. But he also did talk about something that he has to be aware of to that effect, about he's going to be playing against guys on Sunday who have been in the league for 4 or 5 or more years, and there's nothing they haven't seen. So he has to realize that this isn't some kid who transferred in the portal or some kid who just graduated high school from LA and is now playing for UCLA in that rivalry with UA. Like, he's got to know that the windows are tighter, everything is faster, everything is quicker, and he's got to be aware. He just sounded very, very humble. And then I love the talking about drafting the punter. He went through the whole team, and then Mr. Santos
that was great.
That was a very funny line by him. But he just sounded like a guy, been there, done that. But all that matters is going out and helping the Bears win on Sunday.
I really have a lot of time for everything we've heard from Caleb Williams, and I love, he's as professional at the podium as anybody you could as you could ever hope for, frankly. I mean, he really has a great demeanor. Love hearing what he has to say. It's the guy has a total understanding of what you're supposed to say. I don't know that we're getting every inner thought, every honest idea. I think he's just so composed and so professional in the way he goes about it. He understands it. He understands what the job is, what the role is, and he makes you feel good about it. I can't wait to see him play. I can't wait to see the entirety of a game and then start stacking some games together. I think that's going to be the fun part of it. So I'm really looking forward to the season getting going and then seeing him as he faces and overcomes adversity. I think those are two things that will happen and do happen over the course of anybody's season/career. So I can't wait till it gets up and running. And he didn't surprise me in any way, because he's been surprising me all along. It's just amazing to me that the things that you worried about or thought about, they're so far removed and out of your mind. it's just incredible.
And it seems kind of silly in retrospect.
It just seems absurd.
Yeah.
Prediction time. Can you please predict the division winners in both the AFC and the NFC, please?
Yeah, this is fun to do. You want AFC or NFC first? Does it matter? I'll take NFC first because it's the NFC. I'll go with Detroit. I'll go with Philly. I'll go with Atlanta in the South. And I'm taking the Rams in the West, which probably...
You're taking the Rams in the West.
Which David will probably repeat in surprise. I'll take the Jets in the AFC East.
Whoa!
I'll take
I love this.
Baltimore. Okay. I'll take Houston and Kansas City.
All right, mine is going to sound pretty similar. East, Eagles. North, Lions. South, Bucks. West, 49ers. AFC East, Jets. North, Ravens. South, Texans. West, Chiefs.
You guys are really buying the Aaron Rodgers hype. You guys must have loved that book. J-E-T-S, Jets. W-R-O-N-G, wrong. Jets, Jets, Jets. You guys have green on today? All right, sorry. Wow.
I do, as a matter of fact.
Okay. No with the Jets. I'll start with my AFC picks.
In my heart.
Okay, I'm going Dolphins in the East.
I don't have them in the playoffs.
The Dolphins?
Wow. We'll get to that later.
Dolphins, Ravens, Texans, Chiefs. Yeah, NFC.
We had one difference.
That's okay. That's a big difference.
You're acting like it's...
The Jets? You are wrong network to be talking Jets. All right. Eagles. Lions. I guess my better judgment, Lions. But Lions. Falcons. And my annual ode to San Francisco, the 49ers.
Yeah. We could have just taped this from last year.
No. The last several years, I always pick the 49ers.
This will be a pick six. There's your ball game.
Any thoughts on the White Sox firing Marco Patti from his job as the special assistant to the GM International Operations? Is it an opportunity to expand in that area, and will the White Sox spend the money to do so?
It wasn't that long ago that Marco Patti was being praised and hailed for being the International Scout of the Year, 2022, I believe.
Yeah.
Heading into the winter of 2023. Wasn't that long ago that Marco Patti was being trotted out as an example of what the White Sox were doing well? Players that he had scouted and, you know, found and discovered and all of those things. Marco Patti has not had a good run lately. They have some examples, but this is all part of the organizational shift, hopefully. You have new leadership. You have new fresh eyes. You have a different kind of approach, perhaps. I don't think that it's fair to make Marco Patti the scapegoat for why Oscar Colas didn't work and why the White Sox are struggling, maybe developing international players lately. It's more than that, but you have to start somewhere. So a little surprised that he would be presented as a scapegoat. This was coming for weeks if you talk to people around the team. I don't know what it means in terms of spending the money. That, to me, is an entirely different conversation. And it involves understanding Jerry Reinsdorf's mindset going into this offseason, which I don't think any of us can do. But Marco Patti, a good scout who had a bad stretch here lately, and I guess he had to go.
No.
Because
no.
So no thoughts?
Not even one. I mean, I'll go for the last part. It sounds like a money dump to me.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. If you're not going to pay players and you want to cut payroll, then you better make sure that you're bringing in players. And you better make sure that you're spending money on doing that. So if, as you say, David, Marco Patti was, very highly regarded as of a couple of years ago. And the Sox international guy who's doing well from the international group. It doesn't seem like, Brian Ramos, Lenin Sosa, doesn't seem like you're kind of getting the bang for the buck that you were trying to spend, in your international operations. And this is an opportunity to get better. This is an opportunity not just to hire a replacement, but to hire replacements to maybe take that operation to a different level. But that would require spending money. And again, I don't see the White Sox. It feels as if everything they're doing is, as Dustin said, an attempt to dump salary more than win, for sure. They don't care about winning. It's about reducing. So I think they'll miss this opportunity, sadly. That's my thoughts.
Yeah, they need to have a more obvious plan internationally, or at least provide more obvious results so you don't have to point to a scapegoat as a reason for why things haven't been working.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.